Ben, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. Now, you cover mining activities in the environment in the region. We have some news regarding Freeport reopening the Cobre mine. Could you tell us the latest on that?
Absolutely. Global copper giant Freeport-McMoRan has historically had three open pit copper mines here in Grant County. Until very recently, they were operating Chino and Tyrone mine. But with the completion of a haul road toward Hanover Mountain here, they announced and began operations of the reopened Cobre copper mine. They plan to bring 60,000 tons of material off of that mountain per day while the operation is underway. And this is a big boon for Freeport. The Grant County copper mines have made up less and less of a percentage of their annual earnings, as reported in their quarterly earnings report. And this is the highest grade and the greatest amount of high-grade copper ore that they have had in Grant County, coming out of Grant County mines in some years.
Any idea of how many jobs this could potentially create?
Well, with the grade of ore coming out of Chino and the production numbers dropping at Chino, the largest mine, the plan is for a lot of the labor to be just shifted from one mine to the other. There is plans for a good deal of contracting, though, which would help bring some people to the area.
Now, another story you were working on was about bicycles being donated across the border. Could you share with us a little bit about that?
That's right. Grant County is lucky enough to have a local nonprofit called Bike Works, who they have a number of services. They host community bicycle rides, but they also have a workshop where they teach kids and adults how to maintain their bicycles properly, and also offer opportunities to sort of purchase a brand new bike that they build themselves by volunteering a certain number of hours at the shop. For the last 4 years, they have been coordinating with Border Partners, which is another nonprofit out of Luna County, which focuses most of their efforts on community development, both in health and education, and more active lifestyles in Palomas, in Puerto Palomas, in Mexico, and also in the rural area of Luna County that surrounds them. And Bike Works for the last 4 years has sent down about 100, a little more than 100 bikes per load, 4 or 5 times so far, that Border Partners then donates to the local residents there.
Another thing that happens this time of year is there are many festivals and fairs. Could you share with us what is happening in Grant County in the Silver City area?
Absolutely. We have a busy weekend. 14 years after the first Gila River Festival, outdoorsmen and women from around the Southwest plan to flock to Silver City for a weekend full of everything from lectures to demonstrations, and also some outdoors vendors here in Silver City. But that also features a lot of field trips out into the Gila for tours along the river, for some demonstrations of some of the placements of a proposed diversion of the Gila River, which organizers have long fought against. There's a full schedule of events that was available in this month's Independent, our arts and culture week publication.
Do you know how many people usually attend the Gila River Festival?
It has fluctuated and grown over the years, but it's safe to say about 1,000 from the surrounding states will descend on the area.
All right. And we also have the Grant County Fair happening. What's in store for that?
Like everywhere, it's the largest agricultural gathering of our calendar year, and with Grant County being such a rural and ag-focused county, we've got lots of kids coming out and older residents selling their wares and putting their up for judgment. It's at the Gila Cliff fairgrounds up near Cliff, New Mexico, just outside of the campus for Cliff High School. And there's a rodeo every night. There are a lot of different shows, and that all conclude with the livestock auction.
And that kicks off this weekend, is that correct?
Well, it begins Thursday and runs through Sunday, yes.
Okay, Ben, thanks for updating us on what's happening in Silver City. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, sir.